Good evening.
Good
evening. It's a joy to be back up here again, and I thank Pastor for the opportunity to come back up here behind the pulpit again. And I was telling him earlier today, I thought he was stealing my message this evening. And when he started out with the, I saw the title of his message this morning as I sat down here, and the steps of the servant leader, footsteps of the servant leader, and I told him, it's wonderful how God works things out, because, and you will find that out here in just a minute, okay? But I want you to do something for me here. I want you to go back to your childhood, and I want you to think of some games that you have played as a child, okay? And I looked up some. I looked up some from quite a while back. Hide and seek, kick the can, hopscotch, Red Rover. How many of you ever played Red Rover? Red Rover, Red Rover. Send Matthew right over, right? Yeah. Yep. Mother May I. Have you ever played Mother May I? Never heard of that one before. Mother May I. Okay. All right. I remember as a child riding bikes, swimming in the pool, you know, playing cops and robbers, or we would call them cowboys and Indians, riding around and playing cops and robbers or cowboys and Indians. But you know, there's one that I haven't mentioned, and I was thinking, I was really thinking hard that we were going to play it tonight, but I'm not going to do that to you, okay? And the one that I haven't mentioned is follow the leader. You remember playing that game, right? You do what the leader does. You act like the leader does. You, whatever the leader does is what you do, right? But I thought, how much more is it in our Christian life to follow our leader? Isn't it so much more important in our Christian life to follow God in our life than to follow the things around us? I'm going to speak a message to you this evening called Follow the Leader. And we're going to look at two passages in Luke and one passage real briefly in Colossians. Okay, and we're going to look at some how to follow the leader. What is following the leader consist of? All right, so take your Bible, turn to Luke. We're going to start out in Luke chapter 9, okay? Luke chapter 9, and as you find your place, once you find your place, let's have a word of prayer here together. Father, I thank you for the evening that you have brought us back here safely. I thank you for this time that we can gather around your word. Father, I ask you that you would bless our time here together, because we are not talking about my words, we're talking about yours. We're not talking about following me, we're talking about following you. Lord, may your word go forth this evening. May your word be clear. May you help me to preach it well. May your spirit be instructing us and guiding us and convicting us where things need to be convicted. Lord, just go before us, use us in a mighty way tonight, and help us to go here applying the truths to our life. In your name, amen. Luke chapter 9, and the first point that I want you to consider tonight is the choice. The choice. Luke chapter 9, starting in verse number 23. Jesus just got done feeding the 5,000 people. Men, women, children, maybe 20, 25,000. And Jesus just got done with that. And then verse 23, he said, and he said to them all. Now this was the group, not just the disciples. This was also the group that was there with him, the 5,000 plus people. And he said to them all, if Any man will come after me. Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. If any man, we use if a lot, don't we? If only that didn't happen to me. If only my car started this morning. If only I would have taken that medicine. If. But here Jesus says, if any man will come after me. You know, the choice to follow God is in the will. If any man will come after me. The word will, as it is in Greek, means determines, chooses to, or desires. If any man desires or chooses to come after me, to follow behind me, let him deny himself. Again, I looked it up. The word deny means to disown yourself, to say no to yourself. And folks, that's a hard thing to do. That is a very hard thing to do. Say no to yourself. This self-denial ought to extend to everything, even to life itself, which we ought to be willing to resign if need be for the sake of Christ. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Titus 2:12 says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. To lift up, to bear your cross. As Pastor was preaching this morning, I was right with him, and he said, the cross is a symbol of self-denial. Cross is a symbol of self-denial. You're taking up that cross every day, saying to God and to you that I don't care what happens to me in my life, I'm following God anyway. Now, is that a choice that you desire to make? Is that a choice that you have made? Or maybe if it's not a choice that you haven't made yet, maybe you need to make it. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Let him say no to himself. Take up his cross. Take up that burden. Take up that desire to follow God wholeheartedly and follow him. Matthew 10:37-38, I found this verse. Just listen to this. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. The cross is a bold profession of Christ crucified, but it's also a cheerful submission to all suffering and persecutions that might be exposed to us, even death. Are you willing, folks, to take up that cross? Are you willing to say no to yourself? Are you willing to deny yourself of any pleasure, anything that you want, and follow God and let him give you what you need? Are you willing to make that choice? Keep reading with me. Verse 23 again. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. But there's another word there after cross. What is that? Daily. Folks, this choice of following Christ is not just a choice, a one-time choice. This is a daily choice that you have to make. Every morning you got to get up and you got to take your cross. You got to take that picture of Christ. You got to take that picture of self-denial and follow God. You got to make that choice every single day. Have you made that choice? Look at verse 24. For whosoever will save his life will lose it. If you desire to save your life, if you work to save your life, you're going to lose it in the end, folks. But whoever will lose his life for my sake, and you give up your life for God's sake, you take that cross and you follow him and you deny yourself for God's sake, you're going to have life in the future. You're going to have eternal life. You're going to have eternal joy. You're going to have eternal bliss. The same will save it. For what is a man advantage, verse 25 says. What is a man advantage? What is the benefit of a man if he gain the whole world and lose himself? Or be cast away. Folks, what's it going to matter in the end? When you take it and you have everything that you want in this world, but your soul, your life, you have not made a choice to follow God and deny yourself and follow him and your life, and you're thrown into hellfire. What point is it at that point? Folks, have you made that choice? The choice, folks, the choice is to follow. The choice is to follow. Are you willing? Are you willing to make that choice? You say, yeah, well, I'm following God in my life. I'm following God in my life. Really? Are you taking up your cross every day and following God? Or are you just doing the outward actions of following God? Have you made that sincere choice to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him? Point number two. The cost. Before I go there, just listen to these verses for just a sec here. Acts 20:22-24. Paul says, "And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will befall me there, except that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions will abide me." But listen to what he says, folks. "But none of these things move me, neither do I count my life dear to myself." Why? "So that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Paul did not care about his own life. He gave it up to follow God. He made that choice. Hebrews 2, verse 10 says, "Fear none of those things which you will suffer. Behold, the devil will cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. But be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." Are you willing to give up your life to follow God and in the future get reward from Him? Revelation 12:11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even unto death." They denied their own life. They disowned their own life to follow God. Have you made that choice? Number two, the cost. The cost. Turn over, if you would, to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, and we'll look at the cost. Starting in verse 25. Luke 14, starting in verse 25. "And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them," again, here it is, folks, "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." Let's stop there for a moment. The cost. If any man will come to me and follow me and does not hate, does not detest. You know, the word actually means, this is what the word actually means, does not love the things of this world less than me. That's the word hate. See that? If any man come to me and does not hate his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, less than he loves me, he cannot be my disciple. Loving things and people less, and loving God more. Loving things and people less, and loving God more. Matthew 10:37-38 says, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me." Folks, you get the point? There's a cost to following God. There's a cost to following Christ in your life. And that cost is loving things and people less and loving God more. Just listen to this. Our love for God must be greater than the ties to family affection, father and mother. Our love for God must be greater than the ties to family affection, father and mother. When our duty to our parents comes in competition with our duty to Christ, we must give Christ the preference. Our love for God must be greater than our family. wife, children, brothers, sisters. Our love for Christ must be greater than our own life. To follow Him effectively, we cannot be Christ's disciples if we do not love Him better than our own lives. He's not able. If we love ourselves more than God, if we love our families more than God, if we love our things more than God, we're not able to follow Christ effectively. There's a cost. There's a cost to following Christ. And that cost is found in that verse. Keep reading with me. Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, verse 28, for which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. Lest haply, after he had laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it will begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or, what king, going to make war against another king, does not set down first and consults whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that comes against him with 20,000. Or, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends an embassage and desires condition of peace. So likewise, whoever he be of you that does not forsake all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. The cost, folks, is forsaking all to follow Him. You may say, well, that's a big cost. I don't know. I don't know if I can leave all. I don't know if I can leave all and follow God in my life. Jesus said, if you don't, you're not able to be my disciple. Because the all that you're not able to leave, you're going to get that love back for the all and leave Christ and follow that. You must be willing to forsake all to follow Him. As I studied this out, folks, the passage still is talking about our love for Christ must be greater than our own way. You ever hear the old saying, my way or the highway? That doesn't work. That does not work when you follow Christ in your life. It's God's way or no way. We must be willing to love our way less and follow Christ. Our love for Christ must be greater than our love of possessions and property. Look with me at verse 33. Luke 14 and verse 33. So likewise, here it is. So likewise, whoever he be of you that does not forsake all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. You know that word forsake, folks? It means to say bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's saying adieu. It's departing it. It's dismissing it. It's renouncing it. It's forsaking it. Listen to this. Luke, we just talked about Luke 9. Listen to Luke 9 for a minute. And it came to pass that as they went on their way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to them, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, allow me first to go bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go and preach the kingdom of God. Another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at my home, at my house. What did Jesus say? No man having put his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Folks, there's a choice that you have to make. And that choice is to follow God's way or follow yours. There's also a cost. And that cost is to forsake all that you have and follow God. One more, quickly, go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. And let's look at the character of the follower. We have the choice, we have the cost. Let's look at the character of the follower. Colossians chapter 3, you know this verse quite well. I'm not going to expound on it. Colossians 3 and verse 17. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Know what the choice, what the character of the follower is, folks? The character of the follower is faithfulness to God and God alone. Whatever you do, whatever you do, it doesn't matter. Whatever you do, whether it's actions or words, whether it's your motives or your thoughts, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of who? The Lord Jesus. Be faithful to Him. Let your actions, let your words, let your thoughts, let everything that you have bring honor and glory to Him, not to you. And that's the character of one who desires to follow the leader. Faithfulness to God, to His word, to His work. You have a choice. It takes a cost. And your character is to be faithful. I just want to do something real quick before we pray. I don't do this very often. And my voice is not good as well right now either, but I'm going to do it anyway. As I was thinking about this, I was sitting at my son has a indoor soccer practice Saturday afternoons, and I knew Pastor asked me to do this. This was a few weeks back, and I was sitting there, and I had my Bible, and I said, "Lord, give me something. Give me something that I can share with my friends, my church." God brought that message to me, and as I sat there this week and studied it out, God gave me this song. I'm only going to sing the first and last verse, maybe the third one as well, I'll see. But listen to how close it comes to what we just talked about. The choice, the cost, and the character. It's from a man named Mack Lynch down in the, I think he's with the Wilds, down in North Carolina. Just listen. I will follow thee, my Savior, where'er the pathway may go. Through the storms or through the valley, or through great trials, so though I rest in thee, trust in thee, I place my life in thine hands. I will follow thee, my Savior, lead on, my shepherd, lead on. I will live for thee, my Savior, the war and strife mark the way. I'm so weak, but thou art mighty, so live through me day by day. I rest in thee, trust in thee, I place my life in thine hands. I will follow thee, my Savior, lead on, my shepherd, lead on. Last one says this, folks. I surrender all, my Savior, I hold nothing back from thee. Every part is thine to use, Lord, a living sacrifice be. I rest in thee, trust in thee, I place my life in thine hands. I will follow thee, my Savior, lead on, my shepherd, lead on. Folks, I would like Pastor to come up and close here tonight, pray for us tonight. But would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me for just a few minutes here? Please, just bow your head and close your eyes. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and then Pastor's going to pray for us. Number one, as we talk tonight about following the leader, we talked about the choice. And you may sit here tonight and you may say, I'm wanting to follow Christ, but I have not denied myself of all that this life is giving to me to follow him fully. But I want to do it. Will you raise your hand and say, please pray for me? Please pray for me. I want to do it. I want to follow, but I'm not willing to deny everything. Thank you. Put your hands down. We talked about the cost, and the cost is to forsake. The cost is to forsake. How many will say here that I am not willing to love my things less and God more? I do not love Christ better than anything in this world, but I desire to. Would you raise your hand? Pray for me. I want to love things less and follow God. Right. Lastly, we talked about the character of the follower, and that's faithfulness. How many of you would say here, I'm not following God truly with my actions and my words to show others his faithfulness to me? I don't do it all the time. Raise your hand. Pray for me. I'm not following God with my words and my actions. I want to. Thank you. Folks, we have a choice. Choice is to follow. The cost is to forsake. And the character is faithfulness. Pastor.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this challenge from your word tonight. And God, it is a sobering challenge. It's a hard thing to live in this, especially in America, with so many things at our fingertips and a culture that pulls at us from different directions. Help us to surrender all and follow you. God, as we go out this week then and into our workplaces, into our regular lives, into our homes with our families, and Lord, may we ponder these things. And God, it's not a drudgery to give up to you, to follow you. It is truly the source and place of greatest joy. And so, God, I pray that you would just help us to unleash that. Help us to enjoy that as we walk with you this week. Thank you for this message and our time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just a real quick reminder that Wednesday night is our annual business meeting. And we'll be going through just what God has